question, Lucille. If you have enjoyed a visit by somebody, you will say as they're leaving to the visitor, you'll say, come
again, I've sure enjoyed you.
All right. What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas? This is before the New Year, and you on your greeting cards, it will usually say, I wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What do you say on the 1st of January when you're going to see people? You say, Happy
New Year.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you might say in the way of appreciation for something that someone's done for you besides thank you? You might say, I'm much
obliged to you.
If you are not sure whether you will have time to do something or not, you might say, I
hope I have time.
All right. Or you're just trying to imagine, if you will, or not. You're thinking it out to yourself. And you would say, well, I
think I have time.
Okay. I have to go downtown and do some, now this is to buy some, do some errands, buy some groceries, and buy some other little items. And you'd say, I must go do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. You have made a purchase. The storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what with the purchase?
Checked it out.
And then, now this is a box, let's say. He did what? He
wrapped it up.
When I got home with the package, then I
tore it open.
Okay, and in tearing it open, you were doing what? You were
unwrapping the package.
Mm-hmm. If you sell something for less than you pay, you would say, I had to sell it. How? Now, this is something that is below what you paid for it. So you're going to lose money on it. So how would you say that? I had to sell it
for less than I give for it.
Okay. Might you ever say at a loss?
Yeah.
Or below cost? Would you say either of those?
No, I might say I had to pay. I had to sell it for less than what I give for it.
All right. Would you pronounce loss for me?
Lost.
Okay. You admire something, but you don't have enough money with you to buy it. So you say, I like it, but it just too much.
Cost too much money.
All right. It's time to pay the bill now for something on the first of the month. And you say, today is the day the bill is
to be paid.
Okay. And when it's one word to explain when it's time for it to be paid is it's
past due.
Well, okay, now that's, it's past what?
Due.
Okay. If you haven't any money, you go to a friend and try to what?
Borrow some.
Sure. When the banker is refusing a loan to somebody, he's very kind about it though, and he says, I'm sorry, but money is what today? Money is, he doesn't have enough money to loan you, you see. That's the idea. But he's being nice about it. He says, I'm sorry, but money is
poor today.
All right. Let's say someone ran down the springboard, and now this is, they're going into the water. They're up high, and they're going down into the water to go swimming. And we'll say, the boys ran to the springboard and
dived in the water.
All right. When you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a what? The boys jump in the water and they hit the water flat on their, right on their fronts here. What do you call that, a
belly buster.
Uh-huh. If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks up his feet and goes over, you say he turns a
tumasaw.
What is it?
Tumasaw.
All right. Someone wanted to get across the river, so he dives in and
swims across.
Okay. Yesterday